Hello, I'm John Paul Davis. This is The Uncomputable, a weekly podcast in which I read my poetry. Thank you for listening. There was song. That the morning was clothed in autumn's rust and mustard, that the trees had strewn auburn and orange on the path like paper money, that the moon stubbornly clung to the day as if it refused to miss the sun coaxing purple and pink from the leavings of night, that my breath hangs in the air behind me as I glory in my healing body running, that the river matches my pace, does not mean I've forgotten the dying glaciers, the missiles and drones, the ease and frequency at which police bullets cleave the bodies of black men. It doesn't mean I don't feel the free market pressing its weight down on us all, or that I can ignore the unholy ghost possessing the social networks. No, it doesn't mean the border children aren't still in cages, or depleted uranium isn't still haunting our future. That, as I walked home, muscles radiating heat, which had once been a delicious meal, which had once been sunlight, I heard from an open window a song by a singer I love, who died too soon, which swelled to fill the street just as sunrise stained the buildings amber and pink. Doesn't mean I can't hear the furnaces of capital into which we are feeding our only world, bellowing underneath every other sound. I'm not suggesting there isn't an approaching doom. I'm just saying it happened. The chilly morning, the wind and the colors. I'm saying I was there, my body an industry of flesh and heartbeat. First there was darkness, and then there was song. You have been listening to The Uncomputable, a weekly podcast in which I read my poetry. I'm John Paul Davis. You can find out more about me at www.johnpauldavis.org.